is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, and welcome to it on a Thursday. Glad to have you here. Glad to be back from my wanderings about the planet. I am just amazed at the level of ignorance. I mean, I'm truly breathtaking. It is breathtaking, the level of ignorance, or how far hatred will take you in giving you an emotional lobotomy. What I mean by that is that you're asking me I'll explain. What I mean by that is this. Looking on social media, you would think that Donald Trump was going around threatening the North Koreans, you know, poking them in the eye and antagonizing them for sport. It's somehow that it's Donald Trump's fault. If you listened or read what the liberals are writing on Twitter and Facebook and elsewhere, it's astounding how ridiculously ignorant all of this is. The North Koreans have been thumbing their nose at America for 25 years. They've played cat and mouse with the past three administrations. They got Bill Clinton to pass a deal, put together a deal with the North Koreans that was utter foolishness, that has allowed them to stay on the path of nuclear proliferation, to give them the opportunity to put warheads on the ends of intercontinental ballistic missiles. George W. Bush's administration played politics, did little to stem the problem. Barack Obama did less. The problem continues today to the point where the North Koreans, the Hermit Kingdom, now has nuclear missiles. They're launching missiles into the Sea of Japan. They're threatening directly to attack Guam, United States soil. They're also threatening to attack South Korea and Japan as well. And to read social media, you would believe that it's Donald Trump out there, that Donald Trump has created this problem somehow. In the deep, dark recesses of the liberal mind, somehow Donald Trump has created this problem. The anger over Donald Trump's victory in November runs so deep that those on the left that are deeply seated in whatever reality they're seated in, because I have no idea what the color of the sky is in their world, but they're so far gone that they will ignore the open hostility and threats from North Korea toward America, threatening to bomb American cities with nuclear warheads, threatening to attack Guam, continuing to defy all that's going on. Do you know that the United Nations resolution from a few days ago, 15-0, condemning North Korea, that's the first time in a generation. It's the first time in a generation that any condemnation of that type has been handed down by the United Nations to any nation. But these fools on the left are so blinded by their hatred of the president, so angry are they that he defeated Hillary Clinton, so angry are they that they have this mental block that it doesn't matter. Anything he does is wrong. He's a warmonger for telling North Korea, this is the way it is. Stop threatening us. Defense Secretary James Mattis, by the way, backing up what the president said, warning North Korea to stop doing what you're doing because it will lead to the destruction of your people. The White House isn't in chaos on this. There's no confusion here. If the North Koreans continue to launch ICBMs towards Japan, towards Guam, towards anywhere. If this continues, at some point it's going to come to a head. It's not the United States launching missiles at North Korea. It's not the United States threatening to unprovoked, you know, create unprovoked attacks against North Korea. Quite the opposite. And it's staggering how far the left will go in an attempt to justify their position, in an attempt to justify their hatred for Donald Trump, that somehow it's Donald Trump who has put the world in this position. Nothing could be further from the truth. In fact, let's play that. We have that Bill Clinton bite from 1994. Let's listen to Bill Clinton, the president of the United States, who signed the deal that sealed the fate of the world when he made an ill-advised deal with the North Koreans. Go.
Before I take your questions, I'd like to say just a word about the framework with North Korea that Ambassador Gallucci signed this morning. This is a good deal for the United States. North Korea will freeze and then dismantle its nuclear program. South Korea and our other allies will be better protected. The entire world will be safer as we slow the spread of nuclear weapons. South Korea, with support from Japan and other nations, will bear most of the cost of providing North Korea with fuel to make up for the nuclear energy it is losing. And they will pay for an alternative power system for North Korea that will allow them to produce electricity while making it much harder for them to produce nuclear weapons. The United States and international inspectors will carefully monitor North Korea to make sure it keeps its commitments. Only as it does so will North Korea fully join the community of nations.
Freeze and dismantle their nuclear program, he promised us. This is a good deal for America. No, it was a raw deal for America and a raw deal for the world. North Korea neither froze nor dismantled their nuclear weapons program. None of that happened. It accelerated over the last 8 years under the tutelage of Barack Obama. Because either by design or by gross negligence, he failed to respond to the North Korean threat. So now we face the North Korean threat, the Iranian threat created by Barack Obama, the Russian threat disregarded and mocked by Barack Obama in his conversation with Mitt Romney. You'll remember that, of course. So the last 8 years have weakened this country to a point where all of these rogue nations feel emboldened to do as they please. And finally, we have a president who says, no. If you do that, the price will be massive. And yet, as you read social media, as I read social media, these fools would have you believe that somehow Donald Trump is a warmonger and Donald Trump wants to kill millions of people. You know, you need to get it together. This whole anti-Trump, never-Trump movement is hurting America. The leaks are hurting America. The leaks are, you know, even the left now says the leaks have gone too far when publishing conversations between Donald Trump and world leaders. It's gone too far. It's time to stand up and say it's gone too. We have to say something about it now. And it's time to stand with this president against this threat from North Korea. 14 after.